Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day, the hour that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you decided to tune in on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of my co-hosts who are online, and all of my new friends and my new connects. Praise God for you. And I ask and I pray to God that something will be said or done that will edify and magnify who God is on tonight. Amen? Amen. I was thinking today, I was like, oh, Lord, I'm so excited that today is Wednesday because this is our prayer night. And when we get to pray before God and I have the opportunity to pray with my family and my friends and all of you around the world, it feels so good to be able to give that energy that God has given to just give it out to people. Amen. And it's amazing how much synergy and energy we can give out to people. And so on tonight, we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to bless God in advance for the things that he is doing and the things he's going to do. God is speaking right now. God is working. He's working on our needs and wants. He's working on our needs and wants. And rest assured that when I say he's working on our needs and wants, God already knows the plan that he has, and he's putting us in the position. And on tonight, this is our prayer night, but God also gave me a revelation of power and position. And before we even begin, God says, for God's power to be, one must be in position. For God's power to be, one must be in position. Before we get started, I want you to know that we're talking about the power of God, and we're talking about the position as in where we are in our walk with God, not positions such as the military where you're the lieutenant, or not the position as I work here and this is my position. God is speaking about a position. God calls it fundamental. The word fundamental just came to mind, a fundamental position. God says a position that he has placed you in spiritually, right, will elevate you, will propel you to his power. And when God speaks of power, he's talking about the power of his authority to open up doors that you are not expecting to be open for your good, but for his glory. He said, it's for, write this down real quick, for your good and for his glory. Amen? So that's the type of power we're talking about. That's the type. And I'm so excited because God has given me this title, and God is going to actually teach the lesson through his revelation. Amen? So I'm excited. All right. So here we go. We are going to begin by praying unto God. Today is Wednesday. We're praying unto God. We're praying for people who have asked for prayer. We're praying for families. We're praying for breakthroughs. We're praying for people in the hospital. We're praying for Paris. We're praying for just all different types of things. We're just praying because we serve a true and living God. I'm getting ready to dim my lights. Put your hand on your chest. For those of you who are just joining us, we have a hand and chest ministry. And this is how close God is. Some people think that God is way up in the sky somewhere, or God is way in Jerusalem. Amen. God is right here in Waco, Bellmead, Texas. God is right here in your heart. Wherever you are, that's where God is. You can be wherever. Alabama, Tallahassee, Florida, Africa, wherever. God is right there. Amen? Amen. So we're going to dim the lights, and I want you to just take a deep breath. another deep breath. And I want you to close your eyes for a second. And I want you to pretend like you don't have any worries. Pretend like God has taken all of your worries from you. And God says that we're not pretending because God is actually able to do so. But for those of you who don't believe and trust in God right now, you're going to have to go through that pretentious phase in order to get to reality. So God says, pretend like you're giving everything unto him. For those of you who have already know that God is able, God says, go ahead and give everything unto him, whatever it is, whatever problem, situation, whatever you're worried about with your health, finances, whatever it is, God says, offer it up to him right now in the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing. He says, there's glory in the name of Jesus. He says, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So therefore, we must give everything unto God. And I want to let you know that when the revelation of God is speaking, you may hear me speak twice, which is double time. That's because the revelation is heavy upon me. Therefore, because of that, I have to be obedient unto God and I have to reiterate what the Lord is speaking. So many times when I'm on the ministry, my mind is stayed on Jesus. And so what you hear is a revelation of the word of God. So we're going to pray unto God. We're going to ask God to continue to keep us and bless us and help us to magnify his holy and righteous name. You're listening to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with the love, also known as the AfridaLoveShow.com. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Get ready to pray unto God. Everybody is on their knees, eyes are closed. And we are focusing on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're not worried about what happened today. We're not worried about what happened yesterday. We're just going to give God the glory and let God use us in a mighty way. We're going to already say, yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord, to your way. Yes, Lord, I will go. Yes, Lord, I will stay. Yes, Lord, to everything that the Lord has for us. Yes, Lord, to the power of those doors that he is opening. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord, in advance. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Lord. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and you blessed us as we were able to make it through this day, Heavenly Father. We come to you, Heavenly Father, with stretched arms, Heavenly Father, asking that you touch us, Heavenly Father, and bless us and help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to walk in your way. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our eyes to remain focused upon you and upon the good things and upon walking in the will of God. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our ears to be able to hear your voice, Lord, and to know your voice when we hear it. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our mouths, Heavenly Father, to speak goodness and grace and favor and truth, Heavenly Father, and help us to use words that are positive, encouraging, and uplifting, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our hearts, Heavenly Father? Whatever is in our heart that is not of you, would you remove it right now, Heavenly Father? And would you replace it with love and your word and your power, Lord, and your encouragement and your will to keep on keeping on, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our hands to go about your business and your service and help us, Heavenly Father, to do your holy and righteous will, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we say yes, Lord, and thank you in advance because we know that you are God and besides you there is none other. Lord Jesus, we thank you in humble submission, Heavenly Father, for the great reports. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in humble submission for those breakthroughs that you are giving, Lord, and for those new chances and new leases on life, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing the nation and keeping the nation safe, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing those individuals in Paris, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you continue to look down upon that place, Heavenly Father, and dispatch your angels and to serve as comforters, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless those who say, pray for me, Heavenly Father. We ask for disproportion of people. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to unite people and bring people together, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless our youth in a particular way, Lord. Any projects that we're putting together, Lord, we ask, would you be in the midst of it and would you be the center of it, because, Lord, you will bring joy and you will bring success. Then, Lord, we ask for would you continue to bless those, Heavenly Father, who cannot pray for themselves because they're so downtrodden, they're so depressed and so hurt. We're asking would you lift spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Would you liberate people and set people free from the bondage or the slavery of the mind, Heavenly Father. Would you release the shackles that is holding people in the name of Jesus right now, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we don't want to come to you, Heavenly Father, always asking, asking, asking. We want to come thanking you, Heavenly Father, thanking you for being God and for being a consistent God, the same God day after day, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us those blessings that we don't deserve. We thank you, Lord, for the doors that are open. We thank you for the doors that are shut, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for your divine grace and your abilities, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you continue to train our ears, Lord, we can hear your voice, and continue to train our eyes, no matter what, to continue to look up towards the hill and continue to train our hands to be about your business, Lord, to edify and magnify your kingdom, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you cover every person who's listening, bless their families, Lord, and bless each and everything that they do. Help it to prosper, Lord. Then, Heavenly Father, we're asking that you bless our project, Lord, on the 18th that you've given the vision, Lord. We thank you for the people, Heavenly Father, each person, and we ask that you bless them in a mighty, mighty way, Lord. We thank you for the success, Lord. We thank you for what you've done, Lord, and we thank you for the outcome, Heavenly Father. And we just ask that you continue to help us to move higher and higher in the ministry, Lord. Then, Lord, for those unspoken prayers, those prayers that are just given to you, we're asking, Lord, would you give the people answers, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to step on platforms where we can magnify who you are. We thank you and we bless your holy name, Lord. Now that we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen. Amen. That was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. That was the instrumental track, and we're going to actually allow the music to play. And as I said before, as I was preparing to pray today, the Lord gave me this particular title for those of you who are just now joining us. And we're going to talk about power and position. So if you could write down the word power and position anywhere that you want to write down on your piece of paper, and I'm going to explain to you why you can write it anywhere. Write it anywhere in your paper. And then I want you to put at the top of the page, for your good and for God's glory. So when we speak about power and position, as I said before, power is the word of God. Power is God. And when we speak about position, God says it's a fundamental place in our spiritual walk. It's a place in our spiritual walk. And God wants me to use science in this particular teaching. And I want you to write two words, pray as in P-R-E-Y and predator. Pray and predator. Predator. All right? Pray and predator. And many students, there are a lot of junior high and high school individuals listening, and a lot of college individuals as well listening, and many people of all ages are listening, and I want you to be able to relate to this. When we talk about pray, God says, when we speak about a pray, God says, put the word chase, C-H-A-S-E, okay? And when we talk about predator, God says, use the word outcome. All right? Now, I'm going to explain this to you because you're going to have to learn it in spiritual terms. When we talk about prey, we're always speaking about the victim, the innocent one. When we talk about predator, we're speaking in science only about a predator seeks a prey. A predator looks for a prey, okay? A predator is always on the run. They're always looking for something. And a prey is like the innocent one. Like, for instance, a lion going up against a baby fox, something like that, okay? So the predator will be who? The lion, and the baby fox will be the prey. So God says in the spiritual realm it's totally different, right? Because you do know that God loves mammals and animals. So when we talk about the power and position, let's talk about the prey and the predator in the spiritual realm, okay? The prey and the predator in the spiritual realm. God says that he is after our hearts. He's after our hearts, okay? And God says he is after our hearts because he loves us. God says that everything within him is very peaceful. And everything about God is very loving. And then I want you to put a line. So the Lord is speaking here. I'm going to have to get your thoughts together because we're going to go pretty deep with this, and then we're going to have a simplistic lesson. But God wants to take us in the deep water. He wants to baptize our souls tonight. Amen. And sometimes when you're disseminating the revelation of God, you have to baptize people's souls first before you can relate the message. And so what I want you to do is look on the word power and position. And I want you to write those two words beside each other, power and position. Write them beside each other, okay? Write them beside each other so you can understand. Power and position. Matter of fact, put power on the left side and position on the right side. Praise God. And what we're going to do with the word power, we said that is the word of God. You obtain power through the word of God, and you obtain power through relationship with God. And God says you obtain power through experiences. Power through experiences. Then we talk about position. God says a fundamental place. God says a fundamental place in your journey. A fundamental place in your journey. This fundamental place could be where God has placed you right now, such as where you are in your spiritual walk, where you are in your mental walk, where are you in your family walk, where are you in your work, you know, where are you at in those particular areas. But we're going to really focus on the spiritual position of life, the spiritual position of life. That's what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on that, the spiritual position, and with the spiritual position, we're going to focus on our journey or our walk, the spiritual position, okay? All right, so we have power and position, power and position. Now, up under power, I want you to put pray, as in P-R-E-Y. And in parentheses, when you put pray, I want you to put science. I want you to put science right by it. And then when you have predator, the word predator, then on the side of that particular word, then you're going to put outcome. Then you're going to put outcome. And the word predator goes under position, okay? Now, when we talk about prey, God says that we can correlate a sheep, right, as a prey. And as a predator, we can correlate a lion, all right? And God says that the sheep, when we speak about sheep, we're speaking about individuals, okay, God likens us to sheep, individuals after God's own heart, and God said this is in his image. So individuals after God's own heart, these are peaceful individuals, loving individuals, and individuals who hear the voice of God. Okay? He says, when we talk about a lion, which is a predator, God says he is likened to a lion. Because in the kingdom, we all know that the lion is one of the most just revered animals. And a lion is very, it's like a beast. It's like a lion is a king. And so God says, when we talk about position, God says we're speaking about the lion. Okay, you have to stay with me because this is very deep as the revelation is showing. With the lion, God says a lion is very protective. God says he's protective of his people. He's protective of his children. God says that a lion, right, is known to unite. It's known to unite. And also a lion is able to survive in the wild. Okay? Able to survive in the wild. Now, this is going to get real deep, so stay with me. So I'm going to go back over. We have power, word of God, relationship and experiences. We have position, fundamental place, right, that God positions you, whether it's spiritual, mental, family, or work. Then under power, we have a prey, okay, and this is scientific. Predator, we have the outcome. God says the prey can be a sheep. That's individuals after God's own heart, peaceful, loving, and individuals who hear the voice of God. God says he is likened unto the lion. He's very protective of his sheep. He's very protective of his people. God is very protective. He's the king. He's the beast. He likes to unite people. And God says that within these two realms, with the prey and predator, he says right under that is the world. Okay? Right under that is the world. He says, and because we are his sheep, right, because we are his people, he says that we hear his voice, right, and a stranger we shall not entertain. Now, that was a little scientific, that was pretty deep, okay? But I want to simplify it now that we've been baptized. So God says that because of his word, we have the power and we have the position. He says we're no longer just sheep. He said we're God's sheep. Amen? That makes a difference. He says, and with God's sheep, because we hear his voice, he says, we walk in his ways. And because God says we walk in his ways, he says, we have a strong position. And we have a right to not only receive eternal life, he says, but to receive his blessings. He says, you have a right to enter into the doors that he can only open. You have a right to go places that only he can take you. You have a right to begin to start businesses and ministries only where God can take you. God says that he is your pass, P-A-S-S, to open doors. Now, we're talking about breakthroughs here. And God says because you have the power and the word of God and you have a relationship and you've been through the storms and rains, he says, and you felt like you was the prey, God says now he has placed you in a position where you can be blessed. That's all this is. God says, because you see, with the prey is just free. A prey just goes about not thinking about what the world has to offer. But for some reason, the predator always, always, always goes after the prey. And God says in the spiritual realm, he is the predator. He is after us. He wants us to do well. He wants us to exceed. He wants to open up those locked doors. He wants to bless us just in a spectacular way. But God says that we must continue to have the power of his word, and we must continue to walk in his position. And when God speaks about his position, he says He has placed our feet in a position of success, in a position of walking to success. He says, and do not deviate from that because, right, of the world. He says the world is the separation between his people and God. He says some people focus on the world instead of the word, which is where the power comes from. God says some people focus on a relationship with the world instead of a relationship with God. That is where your power comes from. He says some people continue to focus on the negative experiences instead of focusing on the lessons learned from the experiences. That's where you get your power. God says with position, he says some people get out of position because the world leads them astray, because they're no longer listening to God. He says spiritually, some people are out of the ark of safety because the world has told them that it is better to be in the world than to be with God. Some people have mentally broken down, have mental breakdowns because the world have destroyed their self-esteem and their concept, because the world has told them they will never be nothing. They can never be nothing. But God has a position for you. He has placed you in a position where you can experience his success and favor. God says that some people just divide in the world with their families. You have children who are not speaking to their parents. You have parents who aren't speaking to their children. You have parents who aren't taking care of their children. You have many different things going on in the world, he says, but your position, when you are in a position to receive, he says, you are united. You are as one with your kindred, with your family, with your neighbors. Then the Lord says, when we talk about work, many people want to make mega bucks working for the world instead of the kingdom of God. And God says that he can put you in a position, a well position, if you would work for the kingdom of God as well, as much as you work for the world. Okay? So God is saying if we put the power in place, he says you're going to automatically be in position for your breakthrough. God says that some people will experience breakthroughs as of tonight, as of tomorrow. It depends on your season. So when we talk about power and position, we're not talking about ranks. We're talking about only the power of God that has placed us in a position, a fundamental position, to be blessed. To be blessed. And God says that we are the sheep. We are the prey. He says, because we don't know the day nor the hour. We don't know what's in the world. All we know is at that moment. We know that there's evil in the world. We don't know where evil is. But God says that he is the predator. He says he is the outcome of everything. He says, because he has the power to put you in a position that's going to set you up for success. But guess what? You have to keep praying and you have to keep believing. God says nothing comes to manifestation if you do not pray or believe. Just think about it. Do you go up to someone just randomly and say, hey, I need this or that? No, you do not. And so, therefore, God says that he knows all of us. He knows us. He knows everything about us, even how many, how much hair we have on our head. He knows that. He says, so since he knows that, we have to know God just like that. We have to be in the word of God praying in season and out of season, because we never know when our season's going to be. That's why God says that every day we're sheep, we're prey. Just look at the sheep. When you pass by some of this land, look at the sheep. They're just wandering around. Sometimes they wander in herds. Then you have a sheep that goes off astray, right? They're just wandering around. They have no idea what's out there until they get there, right? But when they see it, then they know it. But God says that when you are under the auspices of the Holy Spirit of God, he says you have the power. He says you will be in the position for success. Amen? And so get ready for your breakthrough. Get ready for God to really just see you through and bless you, because God is an awesome God, and God can do some powerful, powerful, powerful things in your life. That's the type of God that we serve. That's the type of God that we believe in. So remember, when we talk about power and position. We're only speaking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has the power. There was a song that says, I've got the power, right? I can't remember the artist, but the artist said, I've got the power, right? But God is the one who has the power. The world believes, or the world wants us to believe, that they have the power. Well, that's not so. God has the power, right? That's the only person who has the power. When we talk about position, God is the only one who can put us in the right position, right, to be blessed. Amen? Amen. Now, before we go to our next song, I want to ask anyone, because there are many people on the line, and you don't have to say anything. You can just listen. If you want to have the opportunity to say something about this lesson that the Lord has given, or if you have any questions, so I'm going to pause for about 10 to 15 seconds to see if you want to say something concerning this lesson. Okay. All right. Great. So that means I don't have any questions. And I have many people on the line. I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. And be sure to come back on this weekend because we're going to have some gospel artists. Now, we're going to listen to Norman Hutchins, Jesus, I Love You. And I really want you to think about this song. And as you go and complete this week and we get ready for the holidays on next week, I want you to really let the Lord know that you love him. It doesn't matter what you do, whether you pray, whether you treat somebody right, whether you say a kind word to someone, let Jesus know that you love him. And we're going to listen to this song, and I want you to think about how you're going to let Jesus know that you love him this week. And the simple thing is just tell God, Jesus, I love you. That's a simple thing. But think of some other things, and I'm going to give you some of my examples that God has given me, and then you think about that, okay? So this is Norman Hutchins, Jesus, I Love You.
to start laughing. Yes, I do. Just as you can. I couldn't imagine if you were there.
Help me say,
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Because you care.
Because you care.
Norman Hutchins with Jesus, I Love You. And I said before that song began to play, that I was going to think of ways with the help of God to show Jesus that we love him on a daily basis. And Jesus showed me Exodus 20, and he said the commandments, the Ten Commandments, are very important for us to follow and to show him that we really love him. We can tell Jesus, I love you every single day. We can tell our neighbor, we can tell our families that we love them, but we're going to have to show them through how we treat them. And God says that when we show, you know, in other words, when we show God that we love him, he says, just follow those Ten Commandments, and we will be on the right track. And so each day, we're going to read a commandment. We're going to read. We need to familiarize ourselves with the commandment, you know, and know these Ten Commandments. So we're going to read a commandment each day and try to get as close as you can to following that commandment. That's how we show Jesus that we love him. That is the proof that, yes, Jesus, I love you. And God says, in the midst of reading these commandments, put them to action. He says, and then it's how we treat people, even those people who don't know him, even those people who are not as close to God or don't have a relationship with God. It is still our job, and we have to remember that, to treat those people with love, because love is the answer. Okay, so just to reiterate what we spoke about today, we spoke about power and position, right? And the power comes from the word of God and the relationship and the experiences, and the position comes from how God places us through his power, through his word. And God is going to place some people in some situations, amen, some doors. He's going to open up some doors that no man can open. It has to be God. That's God. You're going to say, that's God, because nobody could have placed you where you are. Nobody could have opened up that door but God. Sister Dorinda Clark sings a song, Nobody But God. I believe in that, because God is showing. He says, because of his power and because of his strength, God says that he is able to open up any door and allow us to go in to receive. God calls it his reward. And we don't deserve anything, none of us, because we haven't been that good. So just remember, I want you to stay encouraged, right? Because today is Wednesday. Stay encouraged and finish strong. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the way to next week, finish strong. And understand that you was able to do that because of God's power. You were able to receive that because of God's power and because of God's position and how he's positioned you for the kingdom of God. So continue to do God's work. God says your reward is from him. It's not from the world. So when you receive this open door, God says, do not forget about him. He says, and keep his commandments. Amen? Amen. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in. I have a few announcements to make. As I said before, please continue to encourage your family and your friends and your coworkers and everybody about the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Tell them, encourage them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, preachers, ministers, evangelists, anyone with a positive word from God, please, Facebook, have free to love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry of God. Amen. Praise God. In addition to that, pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Why do I say pray for them one by one? And why do I say put them all in one line? Because you're unified. You are one body with Christ. Amen. You're on the same page. You're on one accord. So God says pray for all of your family members. And then pray for those you know and those you don't know, because you never know what this world is going to bring. It was Paris this time. Amen. You never know. So you have to keep your world and your neighbors covered. I wish that we all could think about the whole world, the whole universe as neighbors rather than as cities and states. Amen. Amen. And so we want to make sure we're praying one for another continuously praying. In addition to that, grab your calendars quickly. Grab your calendars. December the 18th is the talent show. God calls it a successful talent show. Amen. Praise God. It's a talent show in Bellme, Texas, December 18th. If you need more information, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Well, love to see you at the talent show. This goes for radio hosts. This goes for media. Like to connect with you. If you want to secure a booth, you can do that. If you want to display some of your talent, we have a few slots left. So please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now I want you to look real quick. We're almost finished. At the website, alfreda.hubpages.com. That is alfreda.hubpages.com. And I want you to look at this particular page, of course, here that I want you to look at, such as television and TV shows, celebrities, effective presentation, social life in school, teaching, personal health information, activism, Christianity. Look at those particular articles. We're going to add some more. Now then, if you want to know everything about the Alfreda Love Show, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, just type alfredaloveshow.com. That's alfredaloveshow.com. And what you will see is you will see a web page. Wow, let me see here if I can get to it, okay? And so if you look at this particular page, and I'm going to have to update. There we go. There's the home page. The home page is hiding from me, okay, because there's Facebook right there. You'll see the home page, and if you click on the home page, you'll see the number one gospel show in my house. Praise God. That's the number one gospel show. If you need a speaker, if you need a speaker on any subject as far as health, religion, leadership is concerned, coaching, you would click on Need a Speaker. You can see my bio as well as many affiliations at the bottom that I'm affiliated with. If you want to come straight to the radio station, click on Love Radio. That's L-O-V-E-R-A-D-I-O. Let's go ahead and click on that. When you click on Love Radio, you're going to be right at the radio station. Whoop, there it is. And right now it says we're live because we are live. Amen, we are live. And so then you're going to go all the way down and you're going to see many of the shows that we have. And then you'll see some numbers at the bottom. And these particular numbers, right, these particular numbers, if you click on either one of them, then you can go to any show. I have many shows that's going on, okay? So you'll never get bored. Amen. Now let's go back. Okay? School tutorial, if you need help in math, science, reading, language arts, writing, there's a school tutorial site. You can click on there and connect with me there. Love's interview. Amen. I'm going to start collecting all of my interviews from radio, television on this particular site. And I'm going to actually put it in another location. But this particular interview is with the Hispanic Chamber, and I thank them so much for that. If you look here, here's the Big Talent Show, December 18th at 6 p.m., the Bellme Civic Center. So please be sure to check that out. And, of course, we have the radio station again and a Spiritual Guide on the Go. If you click on Spiritual Guide to Go, you will be right at Amazon.com where the book is. Amen. This will be where the book is. And so we only have 7 more of these books in stock. It's only 7 more. And we have a 5 out of 5 stars. So please be sure to continue to read that book. It's a great book. Praise God. Okay. Now then, let's go back. All right. About our venue, of course, you know this is a radio station, so we're everywhere. We go to different events and highlight different events and things of that nature. As far as the gospel artists in the industry, we have many gospel artists, and so just make sure that you support these gospel artists' music. I have their pictures, and I'm going to start writing articles, as I said before, so be sure to support their music. That's the main thing with the gospel artists. We have some links here. There's LinkedIn. Okay, if you click on that LinkedIn, you will be on my LinkedIn page. With these messages, I will get back with you in about 2 hours, okay? There's a Spiritual Guide again, and there's some articles, and, of course, there is that radio station. All right, then Spiritual Guide, here are some of our consultants' speaking topics. Let's look at that quickly. We speak on education, school matters because it does, cool classrooms, bully-proof in schools, health matters, control your metabolism, move something, leadership, 5 habits of successful people, focus, omitting negative thoughts, communication, understanding key principles, standing on the right side. Be sure to connect with me about this leadership topic. This is an excellent presentation, and love is the answer. You want me to come and you want me to present. I already know it, and I'm ready. So let's go. All right, motivating the team, no team member left behind. How does one give value of each person in the organization? Purpose, goals, expectations, then religion. Your church is within the heart. What is inside your heart? Relationship, religion, and relief. Burdens are temporary. If you would like for me to come present any of these topics, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. The Author Corner, we're still looking for books, guys. I need you guys to submit some books because I want to have a library on this particular page. So please submit your books, and I'm going to write some reviews about your books. There's Health and Human Performance. We're going to have to put some videos on there. As I said before, we're still editing because we want to make sure the videos are perfect, and we're going to put some articles. The Big Talent Show, we're going to put information about that pretty soon because it's December the 18th, and you should already have it marked on your calendar. All right. On this week, continue to watch my Facebook page at ALFREDALOVE. I always like to keep my people informed as to what is going on with the ministry as well as things that are happening. I also will post a video that I'm going to put on my website for the school-to-prison pipeline and my take on the school-to-prison pipeline. I'm going to create videos, and I'm going to have a Love Television actually on my website. And one of the things I believe that will help society and help our students and our children is if we continue to spread the knowledge. We have music that provides knowledge. We have television that provides knowledge. We have some commentators, some people who aren't, who may be connected to the youth or to education or who may not be. So we want to make sure that we are spreading a message about our beliefs and our research on this school-to-prison pipeline, and we come up with theories and philosophies that are sound that's going to help our students. My goal and what I'm pushing for, and people say this will never happen, okay, but God says that everything is possible with Him, amen? I'm pushing for every student to have an opportunity to attend college, every student to have an opportunity to attend college. Now, I know that in some states, right, your first and second year is free, maybe, I'm not sure. But we're really pushing for this because, as I said before, we're going to have to think about our future and our students. We're going to have to think about this because we're not getting any younger. Amen? We're not getting any younger. And so we're going to have a generation who can go into all of these occupations and fields and still provide service in education and nursing and all like that. Health, you know, we're going to have to do that. And so we want to make sure that we're investing in all of our students and that we're not setting up our students for negativity or failure, the school-to-prison pipeline. No, we're going to overturn that. It's going to be, actually, let's take it a little further, church, home, school, college, okay? But right now we're working on, because God says church is in your heart, we're working on home, school, college. That is my take. And so I want you to look at the videos as well. I'm setting up the system, so right now the video is just like on my Facebook page, but I'm going to put it on YouTube, and of course I'm going to put it on the website. So I want you tonight, each and every one of you who's on here, I want you to look at this video, and I want you to email me your feedback. I want you to do that because we're going to make this into a little online television series that I'm going to come up with, and I'm going to share this information, okay? We're going to talk about education, religion, health. We're going to talk about all that. And as I said before, my affiliation is AfreeToLoveShow.com, all right? So we're going to, and how we can help our youth as well as how we can help a society become healthier as well as grow in knowledge. And if you want to be a guest and if you want to speak about the topic that I'm speaking about, let's do it. Let's stream it, okay? Now then, as I said before, continue to watch the page. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, Take care of yourselves and each other. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the iFreeToLoveShow.com, to the Love Lifts Jesus Ministry. And remember that God has the power and he is positioning you for your breakthrough. Thank you so much for tuning in, and may God bless and take care of each and every one of you. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.